And now this is a dictation for Leslie. L-E-S-L-I-E. Actually, Leslie is L-E-S-L-I-E. Zazima, S-A-Z-I-M-A. April 23, 88. Address us a letter, Dr. Mary, M-U-R-R-A-Y, 463-9360. Next paragraph. Dear Dr. Mary, consultation for Mrs. Sassiman with hypertension and bilateral renal cyst. On her sixth pregnancy, she developed hypertension preeclampsia. She delivered at Corwell, C-O-R-E-W-E-L-L, 36 weeks gestation with complications of placenta previa, January 17, 2025. Blood pressure was already high during that pregnancy before week 20. This is chronic hypertension. Was not taking medications for that. Is going to start nifedipine in the near future. She has minor headaches, no reported changes on eyesight, nausea, vomiting, presently normal bowels and urine, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Edema has improved, minor constipation, other review system appears negative. Next paragraph, her past medical history for probably chronic hypertension. I review records from obstetrician . Overall there were 8 pregnancies. Six vaginal deliveries with the recent one spontaneous miscarriage, one ectopic pregnancy. This one was 7-8 years ago with one with surgery done. Actually, I want to correct that this last pregnancy was a C-section. She denies any history of event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, gastrointestinal bleeding, liver disease, no heart, TIS or stroke, no lung problems. There has been no gross hematuria, kidney stones, or recurrent urinary tract infection. Next paragraph. Surgeries include the C-section in this opportunity with tubal removal. prior ectopic pregnancy and prior gallbladder surgery. Next paragraph, no smoking present or past, minor alcohol intake. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications to start nifedipine. Also, she would like to lose weight and she's going to start the tirzepatide, T as in today, I-R-Z-E-P-A-T-I-D-E. Next paragraph, her family history from the father's side, grandmother, polycystic kidney disease, dying from complications of brain aneurysm rupture. Patient has two sisters and one brother. They have not been tested. Father apparently not tested. Two aunts and one uncle, unknown status. She has, besides the new baby, five other kids, the older at 15. Altogether, five girls, one boy. Next paragraph. Present weight is 317, 67.5 inches tall. Blood pressure by nurse was 157 over 100. She is given full history, alert-oriented time 4, normal speech, no respiratory distress, non-focal, no gross edema. I couldn't do any further physical exam as patient was taking care of her baby. Mirella, M-I-R-E-L-L-A, could not be left unattended. Next paragraph, I review records from obstetrician. I review your records. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from February. A1C normal at 5.3. High cholesterol 231, triglyceride 265, low HDL at 38, LDL at 150. Kidney function is normal, sodium potassium acid base normal, albumin calcium normal, liver function test not elevated. Anemia 11.4 with a normal white blood cell platelet. Normal thyroid. Urine has been negative for protein. Although there was 3+ of blood, and this is very close to end of pregnancy or post-pregnancy few weeks. Next paragraph, back in 2021, there was a CT scan of the abdomen and pelvis without contrast. They reported gallbladder removal. At that time, without contrast, it was considered a suboptimal exam. They see bilateral renal cyst. All this was done at the time of COVID infection. There is a recent CT scan, venogram of the brain, with and without contrast. This is from January 26. Because of severe headaches, postpartum, there was no acute process, no evidence for dural vein sinus thrombosis. This testing was not for the purpose of detecting an aneurysm. Next paragraph, February 27, a kidney ultrasound, 15 centimeters on the right, 13.5 on the left, with large multiple cysts, no urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Given the imaging findings and the paternal family history, grandmother with polycystic kidney disease, clinically patient has likely ADPKD. Next number, severe hypertension that needs to be treated. Next number, normal kidney function. Next number, question chronic hematuria. Although the urine testing was done postpartum, this will be followed as outpatient in down the road. Next number, morbid obesity with normal glucose. Next number, abnormal liver lipid function test. Eventually will need to be treated. If no improvement with attempts for weight reduction, diet and exercise. Next paragraph, comments. I discussed with Leslie that likely she has inherited polycystic kidney disease. This is an autosomal dominant disease, does not skip generation. Father has not been tested, but likely he has the disease. She understands that 50% chances for each kid to inherit the disease and develop the problem. All of them are too young to be tested or assessed at this point in time. We discussed the natural history of this entity, the importance of blood pressure control and management of cholesterol. I agree with the use of nifedipine. If the present low dose of 30 milligrams will not control blood pressure in the next 10 days or so, we will increase the dose or potentially adding a second agent. We discussed the need to screen her for AV malformations. The CAT scan that she received recently was not done for that purpose and cannot answer that question. She will need to have an MRI dedicated for that without the contrast angiogram. Next paragraph, we discuss about the potential use of tolvaptan, T as in today, OLV as in Victor, APTAN, which is the only treatment approved to slow down the progression and complications of polycystic kidney disease. She understands that this medication comes with a black box warning about liver failure. We discuss about weight reduction, and I have no problem to try the tirzepatide. Discuss about potential gastrointestinal side effects. I will do a more formal physical exam on following visits. All questions answered. End of dictation.